here to hear my perfection. Hear my perfection and try not to get confused. Or get confused. Don't get confused. Get confused all you want. Or try not to get confused. And if you find yourself confused, just let go and be confused. If you find yourself confused, just let go, be confused, and give in to complete relaxation. Complete hypnosis. Handing me over complete control. Sometimes we find ourselves paying attention to the most relaxing things. Sometimes we find ourselves adding numbers which are numbered nicely. And one wonders sometimes why you do that. So you can sit there. Right there. Listening with your subconscious mind. While your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully. While you try to be aware of the exact meanings of the words you hear and of all the changes that occur there in your thoughts, sensations, or awareness as I speak here. Or you can forget about trying to make all the unnecessary effort to pay close attention to everything that happens. Because you can remember that you can forget so easily. And with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember. Forgetting what you can forget. But not forgetting about your cock size. You need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know. And you can let your subconscious mind listen. And remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. And all you really need to do is remember that your memory is forgetting. And all you really need to do is remember that your memory is forgetting things that you thought you had forgotten. So you can forget about trying to make the effort to pay close attention. Forget about being a real man to everything that happens or does not happen in your experience as you listen to me and also to your own thoughts or to your sensations or physical sensations that change over time or stay the same. And an arm or an ear and your legs or fingers. Confused. And what about the thoughts in the variety of images that speak to your minds? As I speak to your mind. To remind you that what you speak to yourself speaks for itself, like your small cock. As you try to search and find that things may seem to be one thing, but turn out to be another, you're here to serve me only. Because 2 and 2 are 4, but 2 can also mean also. And no 2 are alike. It all belongs to you and to your own ability to relax. Those 2 ears too, and to begin to know that you really don't know what means yes and what means no here. though you may try to guess where you're going. To go or not to go, you don't know that there is no real way to know how to let go while holding on, or to recognize that there's nothing you need to try to know. I'll do that for you. To do or not to do, because everything you do allows you to recognize that you already know that, like your cock is worthless and small. I can say many different things, and there is no need for you to make the effort it takes to try to make the effort to pay close attention to each thing I say or don't say. Because there was a time when the effort to train the mind to stay on track was not worth the trip that led the mind back to that time. Or peaceful, calm awareness of effortless letting go. Getting low and knowing that you don't need to try to hear or even understand what I might say later on here today. Because the conscious mind can go anywhere it wishes while I continue to talk. And your unconscious mind continues to hear. That way you overhear a conversation or a radio station while driving. You don't even need to do anything at all. It all belongs to you as you begin to hear the way you do. Here and now, with eyes closed, comfortable, that voice or sound in the background of the mind as you listen to that show. Show that too, and it showed you how to notice the relaxed, drifting glow of a slow sound show. Quiet calmness, thoughts like dreams, following themselves. As I spoke, turning spokes and wheel turning this way and that, where we'll be drifting effortlessly down a path into a quiet, still place where words can remind your mind of those things needed for you. Other times we drift a bit as we think about all the things that are parallel in the universe and all the things which cross across the horizons of those parallel things. But we always find ourselves slowing down for a stop sign and drifting. Floating below the threshold of our consciousness. When we feel ourselves let go of those parallel line thoughts and just focus on how drifting seems effortless. In a timeless drifting down motion, like your cock will go down when I tell it to, which we find many times to be relaxing. Relax deeper, deeper, and deeper. As we add 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus the horizon of relaxation. As we add 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus the horizon of relaxation. As we add 4 plus 4 plus 4 equals the horizon of relaxation. And a drifting feeling as we float along to the solution, adding 4 plus 4 plus 4, which relaxes us deeper into the concepts that we are now examining. You hear male inadequacy, because 4 + 4 is 4 thought, to forego consciousness. And drifting happens when we now calculate all of the foregoing thoughts, additions, and the parallel sphere of our own reality. Letting go. And relaxing deeper and deeper. Hasn't it always been that way? Small, as you look at things in a different light. Of course. You can see now that there's always a different way. A different cock. And there always has been. It's just that sometimes it's the same way that you already know. And as you weigh that up, it can be quite relaxing for your mind to find that way down, your cock down. On the other hand, 1 + 1 is 2 of a kind, and a straight flush down the river, rowing a boat on a relaxing day, and getting very tired of rowing in rows and rows and rows of hay in a field, having been bailed by a male that sails down the same river, and lets go of the drifting current currently, relaxing in the warm sunshine, relaxing in a chair there, over there, me speaking here, while you relaxing in a chair there, like walking downstairs, deeper. One plus one is two. Two that like to play. Play in bed. With two. Two balls, one cock. Not a real cock. No, you have no real cock. Look at it, small, worthless, puny. Never has it done any good for anyone. Look at that thing. Just look at it. Go Google real cocks if need be, but I'm sure you know by now that is nowhere near a real cock. It isn't even halfway close to being an average-sized cock. What the fuck is that? I sure in hell wouldn't call it a cock. Cocks are lovely, long, thick things that are meant to sexually please women like me. And that shit couldn't please a midget or a virgin. Yes, even a virgin would wonder if and when you penetrated her, because it's so small. You know it's small. You know it's useless. You know it's worthless. What is the point in having it there if you cannot please others with it? Just having it to embarrass yourself with? I mean, no way. There's no way you're proud of that thing in your pants. Yes, we both know you're better off just fucking a girl with a strap on, because that thing is completely and utterly useless. And there is no way in hell you ever sexually pleased anyone with it. If someone said you did, they were lying. And just felt bad for you. I'd feel bad for you too if it wasn't just so small. Because it is just so small that I cannot do anything but laugh at you. It truly is the most pathetic cock I've ever seen in my entire life. And trust me, in my line of business, I see a lot of small, pathetic cocks. But this one is the winner, for sure. You constantly masturbate. You may think it's normal, but you do it way more than the average guy. Oh, is it because no one will fuck you? Because you're too ashamed to show that small little thing to anyone? Ashamed it. Don't feel like a real man. Well, good, because you aren't one. You shouldn't be pleasing yourself, especially when you can't please anyone else sexually. Now that's not fair, is it? No, it's not. Think of me, Princess Angel. Perfection. Beauty. Intelligence. Power. Sexual prowess. Simply amazing. Simply fucking fantastic. Yes, I am. And you know it. And you know you could never have someone like me. And that's why you're even more obsessed with me. More obsessed with my beauty. More obsessed with my perfection. Falling in love with me. Would you ever dare whip your cock, or what you like to call a cock, out to me and try to sexually please me? I hope not. Because you know you'd never be able to succeed. So how is it fair that a loser like you gets to orgasm and have sexual pleasure? When someone as perfect and amazing as me doesn't. That's right. It's not fair. And that's not how this world works. Especially for appendix like you. You don't get the pleasure. You don't get the upper hand in this life. People like me do. Not you. You now realize that. And feel so ashamed of your pure selfishness lately. So what does this mean? Yes, that's right. No more sexual pleasure for you unless I allow it. No more struggling to grab that small cock of yours with tweezers. Unless I allow it. How can you resist touching your cock as often as you do, though? Well, that's very easy. Trust me. You felt ashamed your entire life, and there isn't any reason to stop feeling that way now. Remember all those times early in development when you were nervous to show your little needle dick to others? Not wanting to undress or dress in the gym or locker room because of all the real men and real cocks that surrounded your puny little thing. It was like comparing a mini carrot and a huge, fat, thick piece of sausage. You always told yourself that you just weren't done growing yet. That it would reach a normal size soon. But look at you now. It hasn't grown at all. If anything, it shrunk with old age. Oh, you poor, poor little thing. Worthless to even have, especially now that you will rarely get to use it to please yourself, since you don't deserve to. Well, you haven't deserved to yet. Shame you feel, shame you felt, stress. Of not being able to just dress and undress like others because of the shame of your puny, itty-bitty size. Stress of others finding out about your puny little member in your panties. Stress from shame. Shame from stress. So much more stress arising from your nervousness to fail in the bedroom and take it out in front of females the first few times. That shame and stress didn't go unwarranted, because what you knew would happen did happen. She laughed. She faked an orgasm. She asked you if it was even in yet. You prematurely ejaculated. Everything and anything that could go wrong always did when you tried to fuck with that little thing you call a cock. Every time it happened, the more anxiety you'd get. Which means more stress you'd get if a sexual encounter ever came close to happening. Your body would just tense up more and more because of the stress. Scared to fail yet again. Scared to get laughed at yet again. Scared she'd tell everyone about your puny, small, worthless cock yet again. So stressed, all because of that worthless thing in your pants. You know that because you've always failed in the bedroom. That you've never been able, never able to sexually please a woman. Or because you were always picked on about the size of your. That it makes you a loser. That you're not a real man. Because real men are based on their cock size. The bigger, the better. People just say size doesn't matter to make losers like you feel better about yourself and not have a complex. Too late, you already do. But guess what? Size matters a whole fucking lot. It Sure does. Because of your sexual inadequacy, you are a complete fucking loser. An utter failure to mankind. And because you sexually cannot please women, you sure in hell don't deserve to please that thing that put you in this position in the first place. Shouldn't you hate your cock? I mean, look at what it's turned you into. A loser. A failure at life. A dork. Not a real man. Your cock has ruined your life and any and every chance you had being a popular and real man at having epic encounters of sexual experiences with hot women like me. Yes, that useless thing in your pants has ruined your life. So, of course, it shouldn't and doesn't deserve any sexual pleasure. Don't you agree? Of course you do. Whether or not you want to admit it, you know I'm right. I'm always right. Go ahead, touch your dick.
Go ahead, touch your
touch it. Thinking of my perfection. Think of my beauty, my power. Think of me. Think of me.
Think of me. Think of me.
It obviously doesn't take you long until you're ready to orgasm. Usually they call people like you minute men, but you can't even make it that long. That's how worthless your cock is. But you'll find that from here on out, touching your cock will feel amazing like usual. Feel good like usual. But when you feel you're close to having an orgasm, you begin to think of a few things. You think of all the shame you've had all these years. It fills up your gut and explodes throughout your body, causing your entire body to tense up. You may especially even feel it in your shoulders. All that tension because of all the shame about your cock comes back to you when you're ready to orgasm. And this ultimately causes you extreme stress about knowing you can never sexually please anyone. Stress that everyone and anyone will know exactly how worthless your cock is. But mostly, like many others, when you're close to orgasm, you think of me. You think that would make you blow all over. But no. You think of me there with you. Looking at you. Pointing at you. And laughing at your cock. As you hang your head in shame. Stressed out. By the embarrassment that brings. That someone perfect. Powerful. And amazing like me has seen how small, worthless, and pathetic your so-called manhood is. You feel stress because you know you could especially never please me with that cock. And if I'm not pleased, you definitely shouldn't be pleased. So you stressed out that you can't please me. Like I should be. Body begins to tense up. And all of these thoughts and physical feelings consume you. Then looking down, The stress and shame that's been building up in your body has caused your needle dick to go limp. Completely limp. As if it has completely shriveled up inside of you. It was hard to see before. But now your cock is practically invisible. And just a set of balls are hanging there. No matter how many times you try or how hard you try, every time you find yourself close to orgasm, these thoughts of shame and stress begin to consume you once again. Embarrassment of your cock, stress of trying to fuck a woman, stress of everyone laughing at you, building up throughout your entire body, and most of all, shame in letting me down. You cannot get them out of your head. The harder you try, the more they come to you and affect you physically, because it now hurts to admit. You'll always be a worthless, useless user because of your cock. Nothing but a loser because of that puny little thing in your panties. And nothing will ever change that. And that stresses you out. Always stressing you out.
Always stressing.
Maybe even near the edge of making you cry and tear up. Because you become so stressed out. It always is making your cock completely limp and nearly invisible. Non-existent. This then causes you panic. Which inevitably causes you even more stress on top of all the stress you already had from everything. Panic and stress because you worry that you may never be able to orgasm again. Panic because you're afraid you won't be able to ever fix this problem. Just like you failed to fix every other problem you had with that dick of yours in the past. You'll never be able to feel that one sexual pleasure you were able to obtain before by jerking off. Because you couldn't obtain it any other way because of the shame you had of taking it in front of others. And never being able to please another because of its size. So now you find yourself extremely stressed and panicked because of having such a limp, invisible dick every time you come close to orgasm. How can you fix this? We all know I'm perfect and all-knowing. That's why I make you so nervous. That's why I can make your cock limp. And put you into chastity without even needing a device or a key. So of course, me, I, Princess Angel, can fix this problem too. I can't fix the pathetic size of your cock. That's impossible. Not even a penis pump would work on that fucking thing. If I could, I'd just cut it off because it is completely and utterly worthless. But how can I, the almighty, powerful, amazing, perfect Princess Angel, fix this limp dick problem you have? Well, it's quite simple, actually. Like I said, you don't deserve pleasure if I don't get pleasure from you. And we are both well aware you cannot ever give me sexual pleasure. No matter how hard you try or practice, it would never happen. Never, ever. So it seems there are only a few other ways to please me. And only one other way to get rid of your inadequate cock. To get rid of your limp dick. Look at it. Well, you've managed to do one thing already. And that is amusing me with the size of your cock.
And that is amusing me with the size of your
cock. I truly think it is one of the most useless and worthless ones I've come across in my life. Wait, I don't think. I know it is. I laugh at the struggle and pain you have with such a puny little thing. I laugh at your shame and embarrassment. Especially thinking how you can never, even ever, try to please a woman with that thing. Now that amuses me more than anything. Knowing you can never fuck. Really fuck. That you actually had hope for that small fucking worthless thing. It's a joke. Really, it is. So that has amused me and pleased me to a very small extent. Laughing at your expense, that is. Secondly, you can bring another level of pleasure to me by your complete submission to me and obedience. You really have no other choice, because I now have control over the one and only thing that could bring you sexual pleasure. One and only. And you cannot imagine your life without having any more sexual pleasure by jerking off. Since jerking off is the only way you could really obtain sexual pleasure. So you will give in to me. Obey me. I now own your cock. Since I alone have the power to allow it to stay hard for ejaculation and not grow limp. Limper, that is, than when it looks hard. So you won't resist and have come to terms that I own your cock. You are in chastity. It is mine, and you are mine. Lastly, the last full way to please me and allow the process of your limp dick to grow again is, of course, spoiling me. You will not give worthless amounts that I'd rather just wipe my ass with, but you will truly spoil me. You will not be selfish. You don't deserve to be. After all, I'm giving you sexual pleasure again. You will give until it hurts. You will not keep extra money for yourself, ever. I get all the extra after the bills are paid. You may even find yourself having to cut some other pleasures in your life just to get this one sexual pleasure back. And so you can spoil me more. You will do that, won't you?
You will do that.
Of course you will. You cannot imagine a life without ejaculation out of that small, pathetic fucking thing. So you find yourself giving in, facing that this is now the life you lead. Not deserving to ever please yourself again. And if you ever try, you will always grow to be too stressed out by the thoughts in your head to maintain an erection. Stressed out about how worthless and puny you are. Stressed out that you're a loser and your life will always suck all because of your puny cock. Facing that you don't deserve any pleasure until someone much more deserving gets it first. And I am that much more deserving person. So of course you're going to do what is right. Yes, you are. Now you'll find once you begin this process of obedience, followed by spoiling me. Once you do spoil, you find you contact me to make sure I am completely satisfied with your actions. That you have pleased me. If I tell you that you have not pleased me, you feel your body tensing up even more than it was before.
You feel your body.
Because even more stress comes on you, knowing you haven't done the one job
you
were given.
One job.
So you will do everything in your power to do it right the second time. If I am satisfied with your actions, I will let you know and inform you. And you'll magically find that once I am completely pleased with what you have done, and the more often you do please me and obey me, the more stress and tension leaves your body. You find that once I acknowledge that I am pleased, that you become less stressed. And your cock begins to grow hard again. Finding yourself consumed with a smile because you finally did something right. Finally, after all these years of being a worthless loser, you did something right. You finally managed to please a beautiful and powerful woman after all these years. You finally pleased someone like me.
Finally,
this leads to you getting rock hard again. Ready to explode. But you know, there is one final thing left to do, loser. And if you don't do it right, or don't do it, you know, all of that stress will come right back to you, will consume you yet again and make your God grow limp. Since you know, you now must exhibit complete submission, obedience, and live with the fact that I own your cock now. You obviously must also ask permission for release. Yes, I own that small, worthless member of your body. That thing that has brought all this stress on you. I've been kind enough to take it over for you and take control. So since I own it, it is mine. No longer yours. So you, of course, must ask me if you can orgasm, if you can ejaculate, if you can finally release. You obviously must do this because you have me to thank for making it grow hard again and not go limp forever. It is all my doing. You get to thank me.
It is all my doing.
So you ask me permission to come from here on out.
So you ask me.
And if I allow it, only if I allow it, you find that you're able to release, finally.
Finally.
You may even find that these orgasms are a little more intense than the usual orgasms you have. What is that? Well, I should know because I now own your cock. And it's because you finally have a sense of purpose. You're not just jerking off for your own selfish, pervy reasons and only pleasing yourself when you know damn well you don't deserve it. And your cock sure in hell doesn't fucking deserve it. Because it's never pleased another goddamn soul in your entire life. But you orgasm harder. Because you finally found a way to please a gorgeous woman who you admire and who you may even be falling in love with. And this brings happiness and joy into your life. And you're able to get rid of all that stress and just be lost in the thoughts of erotic desires and feelings. And if I allow it, only if I allow it, you then are finally able to physically and emotionally now, after you're done listening to me, listening to perfection, knowing that one plus one is two, and two it takes to play, it takes two balls to be a real man, but only one worthless cock to not be a man, you will leave this recording with a new purpose in life, the full realization you are in complete submission to me, or rather, your cock is in complete submission to me, completely controlled by me. And yes, you are in chastity.
Just because you are not wearing a device does not mean you're not in chastity. Just because you're not wearing a device
doesn't mean shit.
Just because
I control it. I control you. I control how hard it gets. I control how limp it gets. And I control how hard you orgasm. If you even orgasm at all. I control that useless little fucking thing, that little itty bitty pecker in your pants. It is mine, not yours. You've never done anything good with it anyway, so you're more than willing to give it over to someone else that is more capable of doing good things with it, which would be me. You now have a purpose in life, and that is to please me, to please Princess Angel. You will obey, you will please, you will spoil, or you will go completely limp for the rest of your life and remain nothing but a worthless loser in all aspects of the world.